time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
The most famous art heist happened in 81 minutes when two men dressed in law enforcement uniforms stole 13 masterpieces from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston in 1990. Welcome to a brand new season of Criminalia, where we'll be visiting the world of art heists and art napping, and telling the stories of bold thieves who took priceless paintings, sculptures, and other forms of visual art from galleries, museums, as well as other public and private locations. I'm Maria Tremarke.
And I'm Holly Fry. Now, the thief may know a little or a lot about art, but it's for sure they do know that stealing valuable artwork can mean money and status. The most valuable piece of artwork ever stolen is the Concert by Johannes Vermeer, and it was nicked when it was worth an estimated $250 million. Is it worth it, the burgling? Well, most thieves never get caught. But if you're the one who is, and you're an American citizen, as an art thief, you could be fined or imprisoned for no more than 10 years, or both, under the U.S. Code Title 18, Section 668. The United States, too, maintains an art theft program within the FBI. In the United Kingdom, by comparison, thieves face a maximum prison sentence of just 5 years.
So according to a man named Turbo Paul Hendry, a former art thief who now lectures on art crime, 95% of art theft is from private residences, and those items are normally $10,000 or less. Once they're stolen, they're passed through the hands of middlemen and reappear for their full market value. It should be an interesting season, though, because according to Anthony Amore, who was the director of security at the Gardner Museum in Boston, and the author of such books as The Art of the Con and Stealing Rembrandts, The Untold Stories of Notorious Art Heists, paintings don't always sell well, especially those that are very well known and very recognizable. I mean, who, for instance, would want to hang a stolen Mona Lisa in their home for all of their guests to see? And he notes that paintings might only sell for like 10% of their value when sold on the black market. Many thieves do, though, sell their prize for a hefty sum through auction houses or private sales. And some hold works of art ransom and try to negotiate a price for their return. And we'll talk more about that this season.
Some of these stories are incredibly brazen. Some are simply amazing, and all of them are pretty fascinating. We will talk about heists like the story of a bus driver named Kempton Bunton who swiped Goya's Duke of Wellington from the National Gallery in London after climbing in through a toilet window.
And odds are pretty good that we're going to talk about that one time when old master's works were pilfered in London, including Rembrandt's 1632 painting, The Portrait of Jacob de Geyn III, nicknamed, by the way, the Takeaway Rembrandt, because it had been stolen so many times.
And we can't not tell the story of how Claude Monet's iconic 1872 painting, Impression Sunrise, along with works by Berthe Morisot and Pierre-Auguste Renoir, were taken from Musée Marmottan by two men who bought tickets to the exhibit just like everybody else.
I find that story amazing. In the daylight, tickets to the show. So just like other seasons, there's no wait. We're rolling right from the season of treason into the criminal world of art heists, and we'll see you there.
Join us on Criminalia for a season of art heists, art napping, and other scandals in the art world starting October 11th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.